think I was just talking to the Sankirtan devotees downstairs. It's a new year. Time to make a new plan. Not be satisfied with last year. It was a good year for book distribution, but how to increase, how to make it bigger and better. Because that's the way devotees think. Devotees are never satisfied. Never satisfied with their achievement, with their service. They're always thinking of how to do things bigger, better. Well, better. Better may be bigger, it may not. Always improving. And that's one way that someone can know that they're properly situated in Krishna consciousness, is that they're not satisfied. They're not satisfied because the nature of bhakti, if someone is connected with devotional services, the tendency is that you always want more. That's how the first part of Srimad Bhagavatamrita ends, is that Krishna tells Narada Muni, ask for benediction. And Narada Muni says, ask for two benedictions. One, that devotees never be satiated with service to Krishna, and the other is that they always find Krishna's sweetness, qualities, etc., ever newer and newer. Krishna asked Narada Muni, what kind of benediction is that? These things are already there. That's like asking water to flow or a fire to be hot. It's already existing like that. The nature of devotional service is that a devotee is never really quite satisfied with bhakti. He always wants to increase service to Krishna, and in that increased service he always finds Krishna ever new, ever fresh. Nothing becomes stayed. And if that's our almost sort of an obsession, how to improve, how to do better, because goal has to be there. Unless someone's got a goal, where are you going? You always have some kind of goal, some kind of direction. And the same is true in Krishna consciousness. Devotees never really quite reach it. It's like one of those things you keep, no matter, it's like a mirage in one sense. You think it's over there, and the closer you get, the further it keeps moving ahead. But whereas in a mirage, person ultimately gets frustrated and gives up. In Krishna consciousness, devotees just get more and more enthusiastic, and they take more and more pleasure in varieties of service to Krishna. Atmaramas chamunayom. This is the alternate life, barking dogs. Of course, materialistic people have purposes in life also, but whatever they achieve, they end up becoming disappointed, and then they want something else, and it's constantly a source of disappointment. But in Krishna consciousness, whatever you achieve is a source of satisfaction. And even if someone doesn't achieve their goal, but at least they have the satisfaction of knowing that they tried and that Krishna is satisfied with the effort. With the effort of service and with the effort of improving the quality of my chanting. It's like that. And if someone's just satisfied with the way they're chanting Hare Krishna, but unless one is chanting with love, then he's certainly not achieved the perfectional stage of chanting. There are many stages to go through. And then the nature of that prema is that it's always seeking to increase itself more and more. So it's Atmaramas Chamunayo. That's why that verse, Atmarama verse, because although the Atmaramas, they're satisfied in their self, but they give up that satisfaction in order to engage in service. So Vaishnavas are never really just satisfied in themselves. Why should I be satisfied with myself? They're seeking to satisfy Krishna. But Krishna's always expanding. And Krishna's desires are always increasing. Therefore, it's not really possible to really satisfy Krishna. And so devotees are always making efforts. What to speak of the fact that we're so small and Krishna's unlimited. They really have a challenge in trying to satisfy him. Good chanting always seeks to develop itself. One's always looking for the treasure of the Chintamani Nam. That's individually, and then collectively we also need to make plans. How is a Krishna consciousness movement that can increase our service to Krishna, serve him better? And of course, that's what preaching is. Preaching is all about somehow or another trying to bring other people to Krishna's lotus feet. And although even if able to do that for one person, that's already a guarantee for liberation. But devotees aren't satisfied. Narada Muni Bhajana Radhika Ramana Namni. In the end, the song ends like that. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur is when the whole world is, the whole universe is chanting Krishna's names, then the Vaishnava's desire is fulfilled. De mindig levágják a virágoknak a Sadhana Bhakti, Yadu Sada, Tatasa, Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Nartan, Nivritisa, Tatasa, Nartan, Nivriti, Nishta, Tatasa, Ti, Tatasa, Ruchi, Tatasa, Ti, Tatasa, Bhava, Prema. Because the quality of the service becomes more and more relishable for the devotee, and the result becomes more and more palatable for Krishna. And Krishna consciousness improves. Narada Muni Radhika Ramana Namane.